And now, here is Dr. Coben with today's edition of Liberty Minute.
Have you considered your citizenship with respect to the Internal Revenue Service? This is Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. According to the IRS, a taxpayer can be out of compliance for any number of reasons: checking the wrong box, taking a disputed deduction, misinterpreting a regulation, etc. Tax experts cannot agree among themselves what actions are in or out of compliance. Indeed, the IRS code is the most complicated and convoluted tax legislation in the world. Do you have reason to believe that you are out of compliance with the tax law from either a civil or criminal standpoint? Well, you just might be. Most of us are not tax experts and, therefore, few of us would presumably be able to determine whether or not we are in compliance. Nevertheless, let's take notice of four recent cases where non-filers were found to be innocent of charges brought against them by the IRS. First, on June 27, 2005, former IRS Special Agent Joseph Bannister, CPA, was acquitted by a jury in U.S. District Court in Sacramento of charges surrounding conspiracy to defraud and assisting with the improper filing of income tax returns. Note, Joe Bannister does not file an income tax return. Second, on August 8, 2003, Federal Express pilot Vernice Kuglin was acquitted by a jury in U.S. District Court in Memphis for willful failure to file a tax return. Third, on July 9, 2007, Tom Cryer of Shreveport was found not guilty for willful failure to file an income tax return by a 12-0 jury decision in U.S. District Court. And fourth, on May 12, 2006, the U.S. attorney filed an emergency motion in U.S. District Court in Peoria to drop the charges of failure to file and tax evasion against Robert Lawrence just 3 days before his trial was to start. Isn't it curious that important verdicts like these are not widely reported in the standard reporters like the Federal Reporter? Nevertheless, the news media has picked them up, as a simple Google search will show. Take a look. Non-filers who have been prosecuted or otherwise have been interested in the meaning of the term United States citizen. Which citizens are obligated to file a tax return? Here are a couple of key questions that we might ask ourselves. First, do you know of a statute that requires that all United States citizens who earn an income must file an income tax return with the IRS? And second, how do you contemplate the term United States citizen as used in the Internal Revenue Code? That term was a source of significant controversy, resulting in the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in regards to the slaughterhouse cases in 1872, and many similar rulings afterwards. This ruling has never been overturned. The 14th Amendment in 1868 had granted, rather than recognized, rights to life, liberty, and property to certain people, mainly blacks and perhaps Chinese coolies, who, while having been born in one of the several states, were not citizens and had no fundamental rights. They had been slaves, the property of other men. On the other hand, while white Americans born prior to passage of that amendment were considered citizens merely as a matter of being born in one of the states, black people were not. That legal doctrine was one of the more repugnant and widely known aspects of that famous decision, Dred Scott versus Sanford, in 1857. The 14th Amendment did not confer or grant upon white Americans any new right of citizenship or any fundamental right. White people already held such rights naturally, just as Thomas Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence. According to the U.S. Supreme Court, the 14th Amendment only conferred citizenship and rights on recently freed slaves. Let us recall that such racial issues, which strike us as so repulsive today, were commonplace in case law during the 18th and 19th centuries. For instance, all southern states had myriad cases and decisions on how much black blood a man could have and yet still be considered white, usually 1/16. Like it or not, such decisions form a part of southern heritage. The regulations for the U.S. tax code refer to United States citizens and imply the meaning of the term as contemplated in the 14th Amendment. For example, it is interesting to note that in trying to interpret who owes the income tax under Title 26, the Code of Federal Regulations 1.1-1C states, "Who is a citizen? Every person born or naturalized in the United States and subject to its jurisdiction is a citizen." Compare that statement to the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. The constructions are clearly similar. Do you think it is fair to say that the CFR is effectively quoting or at least paraphrasing the 14th Amendment in its definition of a citizen of the United States? Do you think that CFR 1.1-1C thus implies the meaning of that term as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court in the Slaughterhouse cases? Did you receive your fundamental rights or citizenship rights through the 14th Amendment? Is it fair to say at least that having a rudimentary understanding of citizenship is important for a primary understanding of who must file a tax return? Considerations of citizenship should give all of us some food for thought, and they might even change the way you file your taxes. And this has been Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. To find out more about Liberty Minutes, log on to www.policyofliberty.net.